This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Rigid Roosters podcast. My name is Cody.
And I'm Heather.
And she is mad about it. I had to ask her if she was ready.
Stay ready.
I had to ask her if she was ready like 37 times, and she was looking at her phone, and she was leaning back away from the microphone, and she was taking her sweet ass time.
I have ADHD. Do you not think as soon as you said go, I would have just been like, bloop, because that's what would have happened.
Yeah, and then we would have heard your phone hitting the side of the table.
Or they love it.
Your drink spilling
whatever,
or something like
they
that.
They love it. Uh-huh. They laugh. That some of the friends have been like. So, Haley, when you listen, they did hear some chomping.
Shim chomping. They heard shim chomping.
They did. So that potato sack bag, potato chip bag.
There you go. I knew we would get there eventually.
Oh my gosh. See, we said earlier so I could give raw emotional. Now we're in the silly gigs.
Well, going on that note, we know that last week was pretty heavy. And, you know, we said that we want to give you, with the new Roosters, we want to give you raw. We want to give you emotional. We want to give you the not necessarily so sunny side of things. So, with that, Heather. How you doing?
I am here.
You're going to have to expand on that just a little bit.
Okay.
I know what that means when you say it to me, but nobody else does.
Whatever.
We all know that you're here. We can hear your voice.
No, I feel like the way I said it, there was that dramatic pause and then... I am here.
Who are you, fucking William Shatner?
I don't know. I'm feeling silly. Goofy, silly fun.
Well, explain what you mean by I am here.
Okay. Oops. Let's see. Let me put this in a spot where it doesn't get in the way of my hands talking.
That's probably a good idea.
Okay. I have been good. We've had some good days. Mm-hmm. Some days where it was actually like... Not that it wasn't ever thought about, you know, or like I didn't have like a sad moment or something come in, but it was so minimal that, I mean, it was almost like a breath of fresh air, you know, like finally getting to move on and heal. But then like today, I embarrassingly, and I say that, it's not embarrassing to show your emotions. It's healthy and... good for you to get it out.
You're very convincing.
So I was watching. It is so goofy, literally.
Literally?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I had watched Roseanne all the way through again, and I just started like the Connors, and it was her dying, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the way she had like died off, and like they're just talking about the happy memories and. Some of those happy memories involved episodes that me and just, dang it, your eyeballs just mean mugged.
I did that on purpose.
I know, you didn't remind
me. I reminded you four times before we started this episode.
No, but then that was before the first episode that okay, messed up.
Okay, so now I'm going to remind you here. No names.
Yeah.
No specifics. Okay?
Yeah. That was a good thing. I wasn't being mean. Now you lost my train of thought because now I'm just like, what
are Roseanne episodes.
Yeah, it's just that, you know, that we're reminiscent or whatever, fun times or, you know, things that reminded me of those times. Mm. And so I videoed Cody, and he is in CDL school, so he can't really like listen anyway, but you know, I'm trying to be more vulnerable with him, and I knew it wasn't going to be like a boo-hoo ball cry, but it was so dumb because it was just the episode. And so he got like a 3-minute video of me not sobbing or crying, but just saying, you know, I'm just saying like, I am feeling right now and I want you to be here with me because I'm feeling very big, big feelings that like he couldn't be there with me physically. So it was channeling him through video or whatever. Because it sucks, man. Even tonight we were talking about, I have this amazing husband and we are stable. We've got good things. We have our, you know, whatevers, but we talk it out. We work it out. We're here. We're solid. But I'm still so boohoo about somebody that's inconsequential really to my marriage or to my life now or with you. But it's still such a mind F that like it's gone and different and never going to be the same ever. And then on top of that, having friend issues, you know, pop up and words being exchanged, you know, just stuff that's just, everybody's going through things and everybody's stressed and just things being said out of turn or taken out of context or just plain mean. On top of having an ear infection, did we talk about me not being deaf last week?
I don't know if we talked about you being deaf last week.
Okay. Super bad ear infection. They put me on medicine. They were like, hey, if it's not better after that, you need to come back. And so it's like been, I don't know, almost a week since then, but I had a doctor's appointment today. So I was like, I'm fine. But I couldn't even hear.
Now, mind you, I was trying to get her to go to the doctor for the last 3 days to get this fixed.
Well,
I have an appointment on Wednesday. I'm totally fine.
I mean, that's what it was.
As she's laying in bed, you know, crying because of the pain in her ear.
Oh, just the one night.
Maybe you need to go to the doctor in the morning. No, I'm fine. I got an appointment on Wednesday.
Well, I did. Yeah. And so anyways, lo and behold, he was like, yeah, that medicine did nothing. You still have a nasty infection and your eardrum is bulging.
We're going to have to cut it off. I'm going to get her one of those, the old timey ear trumpets.
I thought you were talking about the episode and I was like, I didn't say anybody's name.
Oh no, I was talking about your ear. Like we're going to cut it off. I've actually found a really sharp pair of scissors. I don't know where they came from.
They're my silly scissors, so don't mess
with
them.
But we're going to use those and just snip it right off. And I'm going to get you one of those old timey ear trumpets, but one of the really big ones that kind of weighs your head down to one side. And that's what you'll...
Is it just because you're trying to make me as tall as you?
Yeah. So I know that those, you know, you've been feeling some really heavy stuff.
Yeah.
And honestly, you know, I want to kind of give some advice to anyone out there that is a partner of somebody going through something like this. And I want to kind of share my point of view. I did a little bit last week, but there's a lot of the same kind of feelings that she's feeling. You know, a lot of the missing what was there, missing the good times, things like that. But then there's an added level. There is an intense amount of rage. I'm more angry for about the past 3 weeks than I have been in a very long time.
I think that's because you've been home to see me.
Yeah, because nobody hurts you like this. And on top of that, you know, somebody actively trying to destroy my marriage from the inside. And then on top of that, just all of the other bullshit that's going on. I have not been this angry in a long time. And there's that. There is, you know, depression that I had kicked squarely in the ass is now back in full force. It's, you know, the gym is doing what it can to keep it at bay, but it's back, and it's loud and it's strong. And when it gets loud, it's, you know, I've talked before. If you've been with us for a while, you know, I've talked about bad brain days and brain bullies and things like that. And now the brain bullies, instead of, you know, instead of telling me what a piece of shit I am, things like that, now the brain bullies are telling me that I'm not enough. They're telling me that I'm inadequate. They're telling me that, you know, I'm not good enough. And that's never been one that I've had before. It's always been, you know, yeah, I get the normal shit that every man does. I need to do more. I need to be there more. I need to be a better dad, things like that. I've always had that, but now it's, I'm not these things, and I won't be these things, and that is...
But you are those things.
But that's fucking crushing, and those two feelings, you know, combined together, when I get those bad brain days, and I get that depression, and then I feel all that fucking rage on top of it, that's hard to come out of, and, you know, I try to beat it as best as I can. You know, Heather and I had a talk before I started this podcast, and we were trying to figure out if we were going to get into how I was feeling, and I didn't want to, because I want to be the strong one. I want to be strong for her. I want to get her through this, and I want to bring her back to happy. And she has said a lot of things that made me realize that I cannot do that without sharing as well what I'm going through. One, because I'm trying to tell her to be emotionally vulnerable and that sharing your emotions is a good thing and all of that. But two, I can't be myself and focus on her if I'm trying so hard to bury all of this shit. And we're going to act like everybody here is new listeners, and I'm going to explain that, you know, depression is not something that you can bury, and I want you as well to listen very hard to this. Depression is not something that you can bury, and it's not something you can just get through. It's something that literally fucking eats you from the inside and drives you down paths that you would have never thought to go. It makes your brain take paths that you would have never normally thought, and those paths are incredibly fucking dark, and if you don't talk to somebody about them, it will consume you. So because of that, I've got to share what I'm going through as well, and my advice to anyone that is a partner of somebody going through something like this, you know, whether you're married and you know, and this is really specific to people in the lifestyle, but it can be applied anywhere. If you are somebody's support system, you have to share what you're going through as well. You have to be able to bounce those feelings off of them, even if it's just to get it off your chest. And if you don't, you cannot be the support that you need to be. And baby, I apologize for not being the support that I needed to be before right now, because she had no idea that I was going through this. She had no idea that those feelings were in my head until I just said them right now. So I'll do a better job for sure about,
because I have those feelings often, and I'm happily married, and I get you home all of October because you're in CDL school, and even tonight, our normal night here is, or what it used to be.
We won't even say our normal night here, because this is another thing that I'm struggling with. I don't feel like I've changed. You know, I feel like I am me. Mm-hmm. But then this is also where the inadequacy comes in, is I cannot give you what you used to have with the other guy. And their normal night
but
would be...
But I just have to be able to voice it, and that's what I'm trying to get better at.
Yeah, and then if you voice it, I can work on doing some of those things. And, you know, their normal night in would be everybody hanging out together. Even if they're all doing their own thing, everybody hanging out together, just kind of vibing and being around one another. And me, you know, I saw that everybody was kind of doing their own thing. I'm like, well, I'm going to go in here and play guitar for a minute. And not realizing that that's not her normal anymore. You know, that's not necessarily something that she would expect to happen. And
her is encompassing children that have also experienced this the whole ride too.
And
this podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
So, you know, things are different in that vein that, you know, while I don't feel like I've changed, I have to be willing to look in the face that their lives have drastically changed. And, you know, my normal that I'm used to, that I'm, you know, I'm just kind of going with the flow, that's not going to work. And I've got to be willing to work on those things.
No, it has to work on compromise. That's why I came to you upset, but then I came back and said, I'm sorry that it was unfair of me to unload on you like that, because you were just doing that. That is something you would do, is go back and do your own thing if we were all doing something. It's just... you're right. That's what our normal night was, is we shared space.
And I think that I think, you know, like you just said, compromise. I think we can work together where, you know, I don't have to drastically change what I'm used to here. But then also I can realize that while my family is in this extremely vulnerable time where we're all kind of healing.
Or just say, like, babe, I'm going to go play the guitar. And so if we're just like tonight, we turned music on because we had a friend over that was doing cookie icing, and we were decorating Halloween cookies and stuff tonight. And so she had some of the kids in there with her helping her cook. And then me and my daughter have Girl Scout camp. So I was back and forth going, to check with her to make sure she's getting her stuff packed and, you know, pretending that I have anything packed, which of course is not true. And, we'll do, you know, well into the wee hours of tonight. But
the train has left the tracks.
It did. It's just like I'm saying, because the music or whatever was what tied us together. Mm-hmm. That's like, I know that for you, you were saying like, oh, well, we're all doing our own things, but the music and us all being like, we, that's how we are together. I don't know how to, I mean, do you get it? I guess on
I understand.
Level,
yeah, I understand.
Or whatever,
completely.
It's, we are doing our own things. Yeah, they were in the kitchen, and yeah, I was redecorating and reorganizing and stuff. Oops, sorry. But the music was what we, that's how we were together.
Yeah.
Because we were singing and bopping, and then you walking out, and then saying, Alexa, volume 0. It was you in my brain, that how it made me feel then, emotionally, knee reaction when I came in there and said, why did you leave everybody? Why are you in here by yourself? And he was like, oh, well, I was just going to play the guitar. And that is normal, especially even when the other person was here would go off and do that. Even if we were having music on or whatever, if he wasn't in the vibe with whatever music was playing or whatever, he would totally go off and play at his guitar, because he writes music and that's a way he vibes and connect. Maybe that's something you need to sit down and do. Another way for you to, besides the gym, maybe sit down and start writing some stuff.
That's a way for me to get a lot of stuff out.
Yeah, we hadn't thought about that.
And, you know, going off of what she was just saying, there's going to be, whenever you're in a situation like this, and this is like specific to this situation, you're in a long-term relationship with somebody who's just ended a polyamorous relationship with somebody else, there's going to be little things that happen, and you're going to think, man, this is super fucking silly. Why are we even arguing about this? It's really important to listen to your partner and try to make, you know, action upon whatever they're saying. And, you know, you got to be willing to give and take a little bit. Like she just said, compromise. It's incredibly important. And, you know, while I know and I accept that I can't give everything to make it 100% again, I can work on some stuff.
Or saying,
without,
babe, I want to play the guitar, and it's being like, oh, okay.
No, that's not even off. That's not even what I'm talking about anymore. I'm talking about everything. While I can work on some of this stuff and get you as close as I can to being 100%, it's also incredibly important to remember not to sacrifice yourself. So there will be those times where I come to you and say, hey, babe, I'm gonna go play the guitar for a little bit, because that's me. You know, there's going
to
be.
I think that's what I'm saying. I need you to do. I hope it's not a needy, naggy way.
No.
And even if it is, I'm sorry, but. Oh, saddle. That was my hand. I am saying, just say, if. Come and tell me that. So, I mean, because that's. Yeah. Then I know what you're doing, and that's.
We're saying the same thing right now.
Well, good. So the pothead kiddos like me will be like, oh, I get it now. I
totally get it.
Yeah. The intellectuals have already gotten it, sure, but now they get to giggle at the rest of us as we stumble through it. Rude.
But yeah, I mean, it's relationships as a whole are just, they're give and take. They are, you know, nobody can have it 100% their way. And if you're in a relationship like that, you're not in a healthy relationship. And, you know, everybody has got to be willing to do a little bit of compromise. And up to this point, I feel like I have worked on some stuff, but there have been some things where I have not worked towards that compromise like I should have.
It's also sometimes me not saying it until it explodes, because
Well, and that's going to happen too.
Whatever, you know.
And that's going to happen too. And that's what I was just about to say. You know, one of the areas where I do need to work and I do need to get better is sharing what I'm feeling with you. You know, I've got to make the realization that I cannot be your support unless I am not even necessarily 100%, but unless I'm kind of on top of my game myself. And I can't be on top of my game if I'm so far in a fucking hole that I can't see the light. I can tell you that even just saying just now what I've been feeling, it's helped a ton. You know,
this is going to be weird to anybody that doesn't know me and you, but you have more color in your face since you've said what you did than you've had all night, and you look more like yourself. At least a week, I'd say.
I've been sitting on that for a while. And, you know, it was something I told her. Is like I just said a while ago, you know, I wanted to be strong and I wanted to be her support and I wanted to deal with all of my shit later. And, you know, we've already had an experience where me trying to deal with my shit later ended badly. And I didn't learn from that. And, you know, like I said, just getting that off my chest just now, it's already helped my mindset. I'm not going to say I'm out of the depression, because I'm not, but, you know, I will say that things look better now.
That's something I want to address, because there's still so many people that are being genuine when they're asking and not disrespectful, but they're like, it was like a guy that lived with you, you know, like for both of us,
I'm
you know, like they
you,
don't understand.
Yeah. I'm going to let you handle that because for me, while it was like having a best friend over after everything that he did in my mind, now he's just a guy that lived with us. Like, I don't fucking care about that guy at all right now. I know
I will get there. I know it will be just a chapter closed or whatever. But
the first thing I mentioned with the rage, that's like, you know, I know that you're feeling these big feelings and that you're still grieving that person that we had.
That was a character. Not a real person.
But because of everything that he pulled, I couldn't care less. I really couldn't. He was just some dude that lived here for a little while at this point in my brain. And
but then you have nights like last night with Kai Kai.
The only thing I was feeling last night was an extreme amount of anger. That's it. I was super fucking mad. Not at either one of you, but the fact that some dude that lived with us could make either one of you feel like that. There are literally no feelings in me about that person other than anger. That's it. That is all that's there.
My anger is there, but it's at the fact that... it's either at the fact that I fell for it, you know, or that... I know, dead air. I'm so sorry. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to formulate my thought process on it because
I think you have some anger about it because I've seen it and I know you have it, but I don't think you being encompassed by that anger is something that would be good for you. For me, I have an outlet for it. You know, I can go to the gym and I can scream and I can throw shit around and it's just fine. You don't have that outlet. And I don't know that you sitting there with that and that being the only feeling you feel, I don't think that would be good for you. So I think we need to find another way for you to get to that point where he's just some fucking dude.
I know. And I know what you'll get there. I mean, because he is just, especially the person that we loved was not a real person. I know that. Mm-hmm. I know it was just some character, I guess. Or if you will, you know, that how we just got so duped.
And to be honest with you, I don't even know if it was a character the whole time. I don't think it was. But
where did it... That's where... I know you don't want this. And I know you... I hate that... Regardless of whether or not the people in my life that are no longer in my life are listening... are the whys that I'm never going to have answered. Because how could it... Why go to so much trouble to get our families so tied together? Why? You know, why go to the effort to get me, you know, with the in group or whatever with of the girls and get to do different things there and have those relationships that are close relationships to him, you know, why would you do all of that and then let an insecurity, I mean, like let's face it, that's what it really boils down to. An insecurity that one I think
I can give you an answer to, because our insecurities eat at us if we let them, right? And it's like I was saying with depression, it eats at you from the inside. So our insecurities are there, and no matter what we hear from other people, no matter what we're reassured, those insecurities constantly look us right in the face, right? And you can't,
like, it just got too big.
It just got too big.
Logically, I guess. Rationally, I see. I
And that's incredibly important. logic and rational or rationale, you have to have that in these situations. And I know the emotions are huge, and the emotions are something that you need to feel and that you need to go through and you need to process. But logic and looking at what actually happened, what's right in front of your face, that's what you have to have. Those are the things you need to be paying attention to. And, you know, we can always look back on things with fond memories. You know, we can look back on things with love. And hell, there's even things that I look back on that I'm like, yeah, that was a really good time. I had so much fun. It was a good experience. Things like that.
I want to get there, because it's just right now, like, reliving those are like taking the Band-Aid off too fast or whatever, like where it stings. Or, or like little Kylie. I mean, just, I'm telling you, last night, her having to cry herself to sleep because she just wants to call, and that's not an okay thing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not allowed, and that's not something we're budging on, because the person that she's missing is not a real person.
Yeah.
It's just...
And I'll give him a small benefit of the doubt. I don't know that it was a character the whole time. But I do know that right there at the end, he fucked up enough stuff to show me that at least some of it was.
But why?
And that why will never be answered.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Oh, and it's, I mean, and I know, and that's what tonight was for me tonight is nobody's going to be able to tell me why.
Mm.
Not even if either one of the people that I am grieving and mourning and missing currently were to write me and tell me this, I'm sorry, this is why I did it. You know, yeah. Like... That's what it was, is I want to get some of this yuck, and some of my yuck include the whys that will never be answered.
Mm-hmm.
But in a fun way that's in podcasty.
And I think eventually you will come to peace with the realization that those whys won't be answered. And I want to give some advice to anyone out there that's going through heartbreak, that's going through a similar situation, even if you are not in the lifestyle. You know, if you're if you are monogamous and you've recently lost someone close to you, one of the biggest myths that Hollywood sells us is closure. Closure does not exist. It's not. The only thing that we get closure from is death. So if you are expecting closure, and if you're expecting all of your questions to be answered, you're going to be expecting for a long time, you know. And it's like she just said,
"No way to live."
Yeah,
that's what I'm using. This.
Well, and the fact that you just said that though tells me you're going to get there. But you know, it's like she just said, not every why will be answered. There's some of them that you will get answers to, and you can close those tiny doors, right? But that big door that, you know, you're wondering the why of it all, that's never going to be answered. You will never get that closure that they show in Hollywood. And it's important for you to know that. And, you know, we say no one under 18 listen to this, and we mean that. But, you know, if you're going through your first heartbreak, don't expect the nice, clean ending to this thing, because it's not going to happen. You're going to get over it. You're going to get stronger. You're going to keep moving forward. And you're going to keep living your life, because that's all you can do. Right? The other answer is unacceptable. So you keep living your life, you keep moving forward, you keep putting on a smile, even if it's fake, until that smile is real. And eventually you'll get there. Eventually you'll come to terms with the fact that not all of those whys will be answered, and you'll be okay with it. Eventually you'll come to terms with the fact that sometimes people do things that don't make any fucking sense, and you'll be okay with it. You know, once you get to that point, you'll get back to happy. It's just getting to that point. It takes a fucking while, you know.
And well, here we go. You know, did I do some like song drops last time? I think I did. If not,
I don't remember.
On TikToks and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. I've talked about her Football Mommy again.
Yeah.
A lyric or something from her, or a song. It's
when she says Football Mommy, she's referring to Taylor Swift. Oh, yeah. For anyone that's not current on that.
If you don't know that, you're a total square.
L7 loser.
But it's a total boppy song. I mean, you know, like poppy, just be boppy, you know, fun. Mm-hmm. But I forgot that you existed. And there, the moments that happened.
That's the name of a song. She didn't forget that I existed. That's the name of a song.
Oh, I thought I was made clear. Thank you, I guess, for that. It's just poppy. It's not really Cody's gig or anything, but I made him listen to it. Because there's a part in the song. I wish, I'm not going to sing it right because I don't know it all the way yet. I just discovered it. But it talks about, it specifically talks about, I would have been front row at your show, even if no one else was there or whatever. And I was trying not to make that specific, but then I'm like, as being a performer, do you get where I'm going?
Well, and I think too, you know, right there, I have said this to Heather and I will say it to everybody listening. I don't care what your stance on Taylor Swift is. She is a lyrical fucking genius.
Yeah.
That woman can write a fucking song. And, you know, there, you can look at that in several different ways. But what she's meaning is, you know, when she says, I would have been front row to your show even if no one else was there, means I would have supported you through whatever you wanted to do even if no one else did, you know. And that speaks volumes.
Here we go. Dropping it for Football Mommy.
Don't play the song.
No, I'm not going to play it. But I was just going to talk about it right here. The part that I was talking about. It was, got out some popcorn as soon as my rep started going down, down, down. Laughed on the schoolyard as soon as I tripped up and hit the ground, ground, ground. And it goes, and I would have stuck around for ya. Would have fought the whole town for ya. And that reminds me of when, you know, the emails. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
The big bad emails. Would have fought the town, so yeah. Would have been right there front row, even if nobody came to your show. But you showed who you are in one magical night. I forgot that you existed. I thought that it would kill me, but it didn't. And so I know I'm going to get there. I know
it. That line, say it again. You thought that it would kill you, but it didn't. Yes. And it's not going to.
Correct.
Sadness fucking sucks, man. Depression fucking sucks, but it's not forever. It's not. Even if you are dealing with, you know, like I am, clinically diagnosed, hardcore fucking depression, it's not constant. And it's never forever. You will always come out of it. You'll find either something to get you out of it that you can do in your daily life, or you'll find medicine that will get you out of it. And I recommend that. I recommend if you have a tolerance for medicine and you find something that works for you, fucking take it. Take it and feel better, because depression and sadness are not forever. There is always a light at the end of the tunnel, and as cliche as it fucking is, it always gets better, you know. And that's something that everybody needs to remember, including my lovely wife, who is over here chewing ice right now and trying not to chew it in the microphone. I don't know why the fuck she would have put ice in her mouth in the middle of a podcast anyways, but she did it.
I backed away. No, I've got cotton mouth really bad and my drink's gone, so it was just the ice. And so I was like, I have to put it in my mouth.
I've got a beer over here if you want it.
Well, you didn't tell me that.
Well, it's sitting right there. You can see it.
I said a sex joke and you didn't even catch it.
I do have something to put in your mouth.
Lame. Square.
Not you. But no, anyways, like I was saying, you have to realize that as dark as shit seems, it will get better. Everybody says that for a fucking reason. And as tired as you get of hearing it, it's true. And as often as you need to be reminded of it, you will be reminded of it. It will get better. It will get easier. It will get better. And life will go on.
I know. I'm just still sad sometimes.
And that's okay. That's totally okay.
But I do feel better. I mean, like I said, I there are mornings where I wake up and it's not just, ugh, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not full days. It's moments. No. You know, I have so many more bright moments of my day. My kids are goofy as hell. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We've got friends that keep us on our toes and laughing, and they've got kids that are goofy and
silly. Well, and friends that give us dopamine in other ways. Did you see the pants that she was wearing tonight?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I hope she listens to this because I want her to turn bright red.
Oh, she totally will. Yeah. But for anybody so the girls that are listening, it's like the hot pants. You know what I'm saying? The ruche butt ones or whatever. She's already got a badonkadonk. But man, chef's kiss. I told her several times, and she's like, thanks. And then Cody told her, and she got all blushy red. We love doing that to her. She's one of our favorite people to turn bright red.
Mm-hmm. It's fun.
Yeah. So there we go. People know that's one of our,
yeah,
one of our ways we flirt and get our prey.
I mean, that's not really an uncommon way of flirting. Hey, you have a really nice ass, you know?
It is for me. I'm just like,
I guess that's true.
Well, leading into that, so we've got some sad out. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Talking about big old gap booties. Yeah. Right. We've been back on Tinder for a little while, but went ahead and fired one up. Not looking for a relationship. Looking for fun times.
There you go.
I scooted too far back. I'm going to scoot this coffee table.
You're going to scoot it on top of you so that you can lean back?
No.
You cannot put the coffee table on your chest. It is too heavy.
It's not on my chest. It's like...
Oh, okay.
Like right there. Yeah.
I got you.
Okay. I'm going to lay it. What about this? Can I lay like this?
I think so.
What if I talk a little louder?
Yeah, it's still not picking you up real great. Yeah,
you sorry, Daddy, forward. That didn't work. Okay.
So, you got a Tinder. You're looking for fun times.
Yeah, and really, I say that I'm doing that. It's really me just talking to different people and trying to get in the mindset of, hey, I can do this again.
Well, and I think there's a form of validation in it as well, you know. I mean, we tell each other how sexy we are all the time. She tells me that I'm handsome. She tells me that, you know, I'm sexy, things like that. Mm-hmm. I tell her that daily, every day. And
don't make it sound like I don't do it to you.
She does it to me every day too. Sometimes.
I'm going to punch you.
But anyways, you know, when you're in the lifestyle though, everybody can attest to this, even if you're not in the lifestyle, when you hear that from somebody that is not your significant other, it gives you a boost to confidence. And you know, I got on there and I'm getting matched with some pretty girls, some good looking girls.
Well, that's the cool the matchmaker gig. I love being able to do that because I find so many and I'm like, ooh babe, ooh yeah, this one.
And she's sending me these tens. She's doing a very good job. She sent me one the other day. I'm a sucker for the nerdy goth girls with huge tits, and she sent me one of those, and I'm just, yes, he's chef's excited. Kiss.
Well, and there's a fun couple that we've actually talked about maybe having a scene with, so yeah, that'll pop some cherries.
Yeah, that's interesting.
All of us.
Yeah. Hopefully that pans out. Yeah. That's nice. But I mean, yeah, it's
been fun talking about it and leading up to. So
yeah. But Tinder,
that's how it stops.
Tinder has a feature on it where you can see how many people have liked you. And then if you pay for the Tinder Gold, you can see all of those people, right? But you can always see the number of people that have liked you. And that's kind of, it's a confidence booster in and of itself. So I get on there and I'm getting a few matches. And, you know, I think I'm doing pretty good. I've got like 30 something likes, things like that. this bitch.
What? Shut up. That was
and me. She's always talking bad about herself. I don't look good here. I don't look good here. Nah, 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 nah.
Always.
Why don't you tell them, pull out your phone right now.
No.
Pull out your phone right now, and I want you to tell them how many likes you're up to on Tinder right now.
It's just because it's a sausage fest, so everybody...
I want you to tell them how many likes you are up to on Tinder right now.
Not as many as I'm sure people are.
That was such a dumb thing to say. How many likes do you have on Tinder right now?
1918.
1,918 people. This woman has had her Tinder profile back up for all of a week. So, yeah, she's doing pretty good. And she still doesn't believe me when I say, God, babe, you're so sexy. No, I'm not.
I'm not, because listen.
Yeah, and you're also real dumb. So no, stop being dumb.
You're dumb. No. Like, I know this is going to make, here's where it's going to make me sound like super slutty, but not on purpose. I think I need, like, I wish I had a friend that was close. That's
what makes you so fucking sexy, is that you're not sexy on purpose. I don't know how you don't get that.
I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about, like,
that's what you just said.
I don't think it is. Okay, what I'm talking about. So I found that the one that matched, and we talked and we exchanged numbers or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was a couple days and it was fun. And then all of us had no more happening. Like, planned a date, a whole thing,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, met you, like, saw a video, talked to you,
yeah.
you know, whatever. And then just quit. So, I'm trying to find where I land, because it's not, I don't want a partner, you know?
Right.
Well, obviously, I don't want a partner currently. I don't want to ever take that off the table, and I've explained that to Cody, but it's not what I want currently.
Right. Correct.
Okay. So, but I, like, my brain doesn't know how to, like, my feelings get hurt because I'm expecting kind of like boyfriend level things.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's where I'm trying to figure out, like, rational hurt and...
versus irrational hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, that one stung. Like, we didn't send like nudies or anything, so I was proud of myself for that. But because I have lots of fun pictures, you know.
They're very fun. They're good.
So I have, you know, like, I am glad that it didn't get sent out or whatever that way. But it's just like, that stung a little bit. Just to be like,
yeah, but you gotta change the way you're thinking.
Well,
that's
what I'm saying.
Sure.
That's where I'm at. In
so
for anybody
I'll
that's
tell
listening,
you, as a guy on there, I mean, and ghosting people is never cool. You know, we shouldn't do that. But as a guy on there, you know, there are several that I have started conversations with that I realize that things aren't going to click. And you know, kind of the mindset of everyone these days is, if you don't need it, don't continue it. Right. So, you know, there are lots of people out there that are going to just, you know, stop talking. If they realize that it's not going to work, they'll stop talking. Now, if I've invested time and, you know, we've talked and we've done all this, I'm going to tell you, hey, I just don't think we're going to click. Mm-hmm. You know, it's nothing personal. It's just, you know, I don't think this is going to work out. You know, see you later. Mm-hmm. Good luck. But there are some people that are just going to stop. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have to expect that. And you can't let it. You can't let it affect you personally.
Well,
you
know? I know, and I'll get there. It's just, I went from having somebody that was like you, who basic. I mean, you always
Baby,
joke about worshiping me like
there,
a goddess.
There ain't nobody like me.
Well, I know that, but you know what I'm. That's why I said impersonate. Yeah. Didn't I say that? I thought
no,
I did. Oh, I'm sorry. That somebody that was pretending to be just like you, and then you, who's always treated me like. You always call me your goddess or whatever, your smoke show and all that. Mm-hmm. So, like, he copied and pasted you to an extent that did not work out. You know, yeah. That's because it wasn't the original or whatever, for whatever reason.
Right.
But I went from that, like, super attention or whatever, or super together time or whatever, to now having to readjust to being like I want to be friends, but I also want to bump uglies, you mm. know, like, so I also feel like I need to just like, you know, kind of do that. Get under somebody new, get it out of your system.
There almost has to be a sort of disconnect there. Like you said it yourself, you're expecting boyfriend level.
Yeah, so I'm having to figure out where I need to.
Mm-hmm. And, I think you'll get there. I mean, it's just you
I will. You I mean, I think it's the fact like that I was able to talk to you and be like, this is what I think I am doing, is mm-hmm. expecting that. And I just, you know, I really just want friendship, which is just like check, you know, like when you check in or when you say hi or you send TikToks to each other. Like, I don't need the vowels of...
Vowels?
The vowels of love.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that's what I was... Sorry, I was trying... I was about to say... Because
the vowels of love is only O-E.
I hate you.
No, you don't. But yeah, it's been fun. I've matched with a couple of pretty cool ones on there. One lady is in the lifestyle. She lives in Yukon. They're brand new to it, and they're not in any of the Facebook groups, anything like that. She's just on Tinder. And I was like, well, you know, there's a bunch of really good Facebook groups you can jump into, things like that. That one kind of fizzled out.
Yeah.
Then this other girl that I matched with today, she's in the non-monogamous, you know how you can explore? Yep. Tinder has a really cool section in it now where you can explore people with similar interests to mm-hmm. you, things like that. And one of them is for non-monogamous relationships. And that's fucking awesome. That's mm-hmm. fantastic. You know, there's not really a lot of things like that for swingers or poly people to get out and really explore. You can put it in your dating profile, but it's so hard to find other people.
And it's like genuine ones.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many people that are like, yeah, I'm poly.
Oh, but, yeah, I'm totally poly. But yeah, no, they're not.
But not even.
But now that Tinder has that non-monogamous thing, you can go in there and it's other people that have selected non-monogamous on their profiles. And it's really cool. Well, I matched with her that way. Mm-hmm. She's really pretty. She's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know where she lives. I think it's Oklahoma City. Yeah, we got to talking. Her ex is a frac hand in North Dakota.
Yeah.
So she seems pretty cool. I think that might go somewhere. I'm
excited because I got camp all weekend, so you'll be free to...
We'll see. I might just be lazy and watch porn on the big screen all weekend.
Or you go out and be lazy at a bar and grill with a pretty girl.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Maybe. We'll see. But yeah, it's been fun. Like she said, there's a matchmaker feature on Tinder now. So I've got her set up as my matchmaker. So she is seeing women and men on whenever she's looking.
Yeah.
And finds
some that are, I mean, like put out there as lifestyle couples. Yeah. And I'm like, hey, this one might be fun to try.
Yeah. And if she sees one that she thinks would be my type, she sends them to me. And y'all don't know how fucking cool it is to have your wife send you these hot girls for you to try to get in bed with. I'm seriously the luckiest fucking dude in the world. I really am.
Aww. Well, and sometimes it's not even, some of them will be girls that aren't really your type, but like they'll have a good bio or they'll have something, like all of your crap will match. And I'm like, yep, this one's being sent because why, you know, like.
Well, like the one you sent, I think it was this morning you sent. She's not really like typically my type that I would go for looks wise.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we match up on a lot of things bio-wise. Now, she hasn't matched me yet, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. I've matched with a whole bunch, but I get, man, I'm telling you, the hey, how are yous, or hey, what are you doing?
Oh, my God. So, now, I only have experience with the ladies on these apps, but I can tell you, for everyone out there, if you are going to use a dating app, you have to make sure that you can carry on a fucking conversation.
Lord have
Jesus
mercy.
Christ. So I matched with a girl the other day, and, you know, I'm not great at pickup lines. I'm really not. You know, I'm goofy as shit, and I can sometimes come up with off the cuff stuff to say, but, you know, I typically
totally downplaying his charm, whatever.
I typically will just, you know, be like, I'll say something fucking goofy, something like that. So I did that, and I get back, hey,
Oh God.
And then how are you doing today? You know, is life treating you good? Things like that. I'll type out a whole fucking sentence. Good. Okay, unmatch. I'm not gonna fucking do this shit. I am way too old and my back hurts way too much to be carrying the fucking conversation like that. And if you can't do that, then I imagine what those people are like in bed, right? I'm very vocal in bed. I like for my partner to be very vocal in bed.
Yeah.
I want you to say all of the nasty things to me.
Yeah.
And someone like that in bed, I'm just imagining, oh, yes. Okay, I'm done.
The dead fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want that. Nobody wants that shit.
Yeah.
You know, and if you can't carry on a fucking conversation over a text app.
Yeah.
How the fuck are you going to be in person?
Or building relationships or connections.
You gotta kind of sell yourself, right? Yeah. You gotta kind of sell, you know.
I don't know. We're older, though. I mean, maybe the younger generation, maybe it really is just like a couple conversations and they exchange pictures or whatever. And and then they're like, yep, DTF and hook up.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe we're just more old school about.
I mean, it could be, but still, I would think you still got to kind of try to sell yourself as someone that's going to be fun to hang out with, because then you get to go hang out with this person and possibly fuck.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the end game. You know, that's what we want to do, right? But you got to be sure that you want to even hang out with this fucking person before you let them see you naked, right? So why in the
fuck? Well, and for me, before I say agree to a date, I want to make sure we're there's chemistry, something
kind of compatible. Know? Yeah. But and I'm going to say this and it's going to sound mean, ladies, your looks alone don't fucking do it.
Oh no.
You know,
for real.
You can be hot as shit, but if
not
all
just
I get
ladies,
is
that's for anybody.
Yeah. If all I get is, hey, I'm unmatching you fucking instantly.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not a fucking catch or anything by any means, but I'm assuming there's a lot of people out there that are just like me. So do more than, hey,
you are a fucking catch.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Stop.
But yeah, so that's been our experience on Tinder so far. It's been a lot more fun this time than it has been any other time I've done it. And I think the biggest reason for that is that we're doing it together.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes it a little bit more fun. But, you know,
I do think that's something that we missed out on being in our triad that we were.
Mm-hmm.
That I wish that if we ever happen to, that I hope we get to explore that maybe. Not, I don't, and I don't know what I mean. That if it were ever to form, not with that person, but if we were ever to form like a triad Hinge or whatever kind of relationship again, that it would be, oh shoot, I'm losing the track. That what you were just talking about.
That we can still keep doing things like this. Is that what you were going to say?
Swinging?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
Scoot closer to the microphone. Nobody can
I know. Well, I scooted back because I don't remember. I was forgetting. There was like really a good logic to like what you were talking about, but it's gone. It has gone.
Well, so Heather mentioned that I'm going to be by myself this weekend. Yeah. She is leaving me. She has decided that she is taking the girl and she is just disappearing for the weekend. She won't tell me where they're going. She said she doesn't even know if she's coming back. So, you know, I'm a little bit heartbroken over that.
Because my son wasn't with me. So always.
Well, you guys are going to be like seriously 30 minutes from him.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay, well, you know.
So, no, for real though, she's taking Kylie to a Girl Scout camp this weekend. They're leaving tomorrow. The boy is leaving tomorrow, going hunting with my mom and dad, and I'm going to have the house to myself all weekend. And as much as I hate that they're going to be gone, I am looking forward to just having a bachelor pad for a few nights. I do enjoy just getting to kick back and, you know, just veg out.
Yeah, for a little you only while. Have so many chores that you've got to do. Don't worry. Oh my goodness, your mean little eyes.
But yeah, so that's our plan for this next week. We will have another episode out to you next Friday. We want to thank you for joining us. Right here is
where are we at?
We are right at an hour. Perfect.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I love talking with you because it never seems like it's that long.
I know. Yeah, this was a good one. I think that I think we did good. I like it.
I'm glad we waited a little bit longer because I would have cried a lot more longer. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I was boohoo with you before.
Well, fuck, if I hadn't asked you, or if I hadn't had to ask you 17 times if you were ready, we could have done it a little bit sooner.
But. I know. But I don't know. I think it was better. I mean, because it was still, you still got a little bit of it. I mean, because it, man, it sucks.
Yeah.
And it's not,
but just, it's not going to suck forever.
Exactly.
And that's, I know, the big thing I want people to take away, and I want you to take away, is it's not going to suck forever.
I know. Even when it's big and dark and ugly, and that's what I'm saying, it is still that a lot of the time. And it's just because now they're the extra relationship being where it's at now in my life that I thought would not go anywhere else either.
That one's pretty fresh.
Yeah, that one. So it's just on top, you know, it's like that scabbed. I hadn't fully healed from the other one. And then, and then I
pulled the scab off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's Mia. Oh,
okay.
Our dog is outside. She's doing something.
Like, oh my God, it's a raccoon outside.
That came from the hallway.
I cannot hear out of my left ear still.
Whose fault is that?
Apparently my doctor. So.
All right, guys. Well, with that, we are going to sign off. We will see you again next week. We will have more fun and exciting things to bring you. We're going to try not to make it dark and heavy every episode, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, we tried to end it light. I think we got to light it up a little bit.
And whatever is happening in that moment, that's what you're going to get. I don't think we're going to try to record ahead of time. We have some pretty cool technology that's going to allow us to record remotely whenever I do go back to work. So,
we're excited to try it out at least. Yeah.
We're going to be able to do that. This is, it's going to be fun. We're going to have a good time with this. We're going to keep bringing you content every week. So until next week, be sure and love yourselves, because we love you. Okay, thanks. Bye.